The National Pulse with Ashraf Garda on SAFM. You're listening to The National Pulse, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m.
I wonder what's your pulse rate like when it comes to some of the issues we've discussed today regarding the TRC, regarding Iran versus Israel, regarding the ongoing Senzo Meyiwa trial, regarding the issues of languages that AfriForum has brought up once again, and perhaps including Daily Maverick, who effectively shut down for the day, not forever, just for the day, to make the point about the fact that if independent journalists are not funded, or journalism is not funded well, then they will also be effectively finished and club. We'll talk about that just now, but you can add your comments, and you can do it in one of many ways, calling in 086-000-2032. You can WhatsApp in voice notes or text 0614-104-107. You can also tweet us. Do tag the SFM radio accounts on the X platform, as Opa has done. Opa said, good afternoon, we are together. I'm listening from Tabazimbi, Limpopo, with the audio channel. Well, great. Certainly we've got you connected, Opa, and much appreciate that. Right. Let's talk about another really important issue, which is the issue of trucks on the road. And I'm not talking about accidents. That's another issue. I know about four youngsters who died in Johannesburg over the weekend, just a horrific accident. But just the issue of heavy trucks and the impact that heavy trucks have on the quality of the roads. So SANRAL, the South African National Roads Agency, they say that trucks are not complying with the country's regulations. Let's find out more about that with Leighton Lesiani, who's the project manager at SANRAL Northern Region. Leighton, appreciate your time and thanks for joining me on the National Pulse.
Very much, Ashraf. Thanks for this opportunity. You offered us to come and speak to you and your listeners, yes.
Thank you. So let's get this right. Are you saying there are two issues? There's a problem with the roads in terms of decay, and the big problem is being caused by overloaded trucks. True?
Yes, indeed. There's a problem with overloaded trucks on the road, whereby because basically they accelerate the damage of the road by virtue of them exceeding the legal limits. And they also pose safety risks where they themselves can fail in terms of brakes and so on because they are overloaded or exceeding their design requirements. And steering issues and just road handling challenges that they may have and which result in accidents.
Okay, so how big of a problem is it? I mean, I think it's beyond isolated then.
Yeah, it is a big problem where there is no overload control. But on many of our routes, we have way bridges where we do the enforcement in as far as we can, where we direct these vehicles to the centers, largely on the main routes, like the N3 to Durban, N1 North Pretoria to Beitbridge, the N4. We have a couple of centers there where we police overloading in collaboration with the provincial traffic department.
What about, you know, the flip side of that, which is that trucks overload because they can get away with it?
Yeah. So what happens is in some routes, provincial routes and others where there is no strict enforcement, yes, you get those operators who will obviously exploit that gap and try and maximize on their profit and take those longer routes while they overload their vehicles with the aim of making a profit in excess of what is their competitors are charging, you know. So that is indeed a problem which we have and which the unscrupulous operators exploit, yeah.
So what are you going to do about that? Because, I mean, here's the point, you know, if they exploit it and these things allow to continue, then I'm just going to suggest that although it's a problem and the roads are being damaged and we really are fed up around the issues of potholes and everything else, right, that this issue will continue if there is no policing, if there's no efficient prosecution and policing around these issues.
Yes, there is a lot of work being done in that regard, where we are expanding our network of this or methods in terms of deploying latest technologies in screening most of the regional routes that are not having static way bridges, and the officers can be deployed at a minimal cost to screen on those vehicles and on those routes and direct these vehicles that are suspected to be offenders to our main way bridges for weighing and prosecution there.
So finally, where do you want to see this ending? I mean, what for you is the end goal that allows the trucks to do important work on the road of transporting and mainly around commercial issues, because that's really important for our economy, right? At the same time, to ensure that they do not damage the roads by overloading. What for you is the win-win solution here?
Yes. So what we try and achieve is those that do comply at our way bridges, we've deployed the latest technology whereby we merely just screen them and it's about less than a minute that they go off. But those that do not comply and overload, they undergo the process of being weighed in a static way bridge. And if they don't comply, they are led to a holding yard where they have to correct the load and they are fined until they can be released. So they pay a price even heavier than the ordinary fine. But those that do comply, we encourage them to maintain that, and for their own benefit, whereby they don't get their time wasted and incur unnecessary costs for transportation due to delays that they may encounter at the way bridges by virtue of not compliance.
Yes. And again, and just to end with here, you know, one thing is overloading and maybe the initial findings to the truck driver, but the reality is they work for a company. So there's a business that allows the overloading to continue. So what level of again, policing and prosecution goes to the actual owners and those in charge, the management of companies, as opposed to the end user, which is the truck driver?
Yeah, as the traffic law stands, so the one who drives the vehicle is the one who is caught and prosecuted. However, other sections of the traffic laws do allow that the operator as well can be prosecuted if they happen to be frequent offenders that are picked up through the system. So that in itself is meant to also discourage the operators from doing that. And indeed, as I've said, the delays, once you are caught at the way bridge, the delays can be as long as half a day that the truck spends there to correct the load and be released again. And many that then undergo that, they don't try and repeat it.
Okay.
You know, how costly it can be.
Let's leave it at that. That is a story we need to just follow up. Certainly, we need to speak to business people about what their policy is around overloading. In fact, if you're a business person that has your trucks on the road traversing the country, what's your policy around loading and overloading? Do you have a policy about it? Or is it a case of getting away with whatever? Or are we fishing in areas where we should not fish because it doesn't exist? You tell me. You can call, you can WhatsApp, you can text. All those options are available to you.